أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك فاطر السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى. قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدون عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 10 of Surah Ibrahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam of the past, giving da'wat, inviting the people towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the response of the communities of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Rasuls, the messengers, the prophets, the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam would say to the people, Afillahi shakkun, are you in doubt regarding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, that Allah who is the originator of the skies and the earth, all the signs of the greatness, the power, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is evident, the precise working out of everything that you can see in front of you, the moon, the sun, the earth, all of that is known to you and you can see it. So why do you have doubt regarding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? One aspect about doubt is that doubt creates a person to sway away from Allah and to distant oneself from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls you, Allah ta'ala invites you. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite you towards? That is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, your belief system, your iman, your yaqeen. And what would you get in return when you bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat? لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once approached by the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyiduna Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time he was prepared to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had given him the tawfiq. And now he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stretch out his hand so that Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu could place his hand into the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take the allegiance of Islam. Then Amr withdraws his hand and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, Amr, what has happened? So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would I be forgiven? What would be my condition after I bring iman? Would Allah ta'ala forgive? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, Al-Islam yanhadimu ma kana qabla. Islam destroys. Inhadama yanhadimu actually means to demolish. Islam demolishes the sins that were committed before. And here also, why Allah Ta'ala is inviting towards Tawheed, why Allah Ta'ala is wanting you to bring Iman, so that Allah will forgive you. And of course, Iman, maut on Iman, thereafter is the guarantee that a person will enter Jannah, whatever the situation would be. If there were sins, a person didn't make Tawbah, he will go into the fire of Jahannam, Allah save us all, and he will be purified, but they will ultimately be Jannah. And this is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving you this da'wat, because Allah wants to save you from that kufr. Allah wants to save you from that pitiful condition in the year after. وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. And so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can defer the promise that Allah has ordained to the time that Allah has ordained it. In other words, Allah gives you respite so that you will make tawbah after you brought iman, you become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. Their response was to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, but you are only a human like us. In other words, what makes you more superior? What gives you this passport to come to us and invite us towards Allah? تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسُدُّونَ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. Your desire, the people are saying to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, is to stop us from that which our forefathers had worshipped. In other words, they were stubborn and they did not want to move away from the kufr and the shirk. فَأْتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. And bring to us the open and clear proof that what you are saying is 100% from Allah, and that is the haq and that is the truth. So here Allah Ta'ala shows that all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had gone through this. These were the difficulties that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam faced. And you and I, we the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through this. We will go also through this, but to remain firm and steadfast on our deen and our iman is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala requires from us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.